The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to healthy living and weight loss will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may contain income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia Income Disclosure Statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. Compensation Plan, which differs from the International Compensation Plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.
We're going to get into the main topic of tonight. And just to say once again, my name is Sean Cody.
And I'm Megan Cody, and we're excited to be with you guys tonight.
Yeah, and tonight we're going to cover Life Book, element number 13, why what gets measured gets done. We're going to be talking all about tracking your progress, tracking yourself towards your healthy goals, as well as tracking the habits that are working you towards lifelong transformation.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love this topic because tracking and being aware, taking note of the important things, makes a massive difference in your journey. For some of you that have maybe really never put pen to paper for goals or for measuring things, I know we had to do a ton of writing in school, right? Everyone did that. But if you have not ever been in the practice of putting pen to paper for goals and tracking, it is so powerful. Dr. A has shared with us of how it helps solidify things in your brain. And we're going to just teach you a little bit about that tonight.
Yeah, before that, let's give you a little bit more of a background as to who we are and why we're here with you tonight.
Yeah, so we're your hosts and we're pumped to be with you guys. Like, we love this community so much, but I feel like we could not get started right now without, I wish I could know all of your stories, but we should as hosts at least share a little bit background of ours, especially because we're going to be asking our people who are sharing their stories to share about them. So like we mentioned, we're Sean and Megan, and we have been a part of this community for over 6 years. We absolutely love this community. Our life looked drastically different 7 years ago, and so much of that change has been due to us honestly plugging ourselves into this community, seeking growth, humble yourselves in learning to become leaders, learning to change our mindsets, even tools like what we're talking about tonight with element 13 in your life book, like literally changing our brains over time. But fast, you know, rewind back 7 years ago, and we got plugged in this community because I was a mom who was at home with our first son, and I loved that. However, I also was really missing adult connection and adult conversation. For any of you that went from like working at an office to then being at home during this more recent season, you might know what I mean, where you're like, I just want this connection, right? So that's what made me jump in. And it was originally just meant to like fill my cup in that way and serve some people. We didn't expect it to become so much more, but over time it did. And a community we joined to optimize our health and to help other people find help, we actually found out that we had ended up joining a personal development company. That's not how we necessarily share Optavia, but an amazing company that seeks growth, that teaches you to learn, and that cares so deeply for people. Is there anything you want to add?
Yeah, I'm just so grateful that Optavia really helped us to reset our trajectory from where we were going towards that lifelong transformation of being at a healthy weight and thriving in our health. Now, you know, when we were introduced to Optavia, we weren't looking to lose any weight. That wasn't a part of our story, but we certainly had habits of disease that given time would have taken us in, you know, an unfortunate direction. So we're thankful for the community, Dr. A's habits, every component that has really kind of help set the course towards a healthier future for both of us.
Yes, absolutely. And we think it's so much fun to interact with you. So that's what we're going to do next. We're going to go right into a poll and we want to interact. I encourage you to, maybe you haven't done this before, but you're just going to click on your phone. So here is the question, and you should be seeing a poll popping up for you in just a second here. Oh, there it is. Okay. Which answer best describes you? I want to know who we're interacting with tonight. Are you a coach? Are you a client or are you a guest? Awesome. Great. I'm excited to see later how that pops up. We'll be getting that. Okay. So jumping in a little bit more here. Again, I love interaction because it's kind of boring. Have you ever sat somewhere and you have, oh, is it going?
No, go ahead.
Okay. Have you ever sat in a room and you're just like, oh, the presenter is just talking. We want to interact with you tonight, even though we can't see your faces. Let's interact. So I want to know, drop in the chat, what is your favorite of the four components? We have four components in our community. So this is a review time. You have your coach, and I know this is like so hard to pick four. It's like picking a favorite child. You can't do it, or you shouldn't do it.
There's no wrong answer.
There's no wrong answer, but in the season right now, what's your favorite part of this community? The coach, the community of support. So kind of like right now, we're in a community time, the habits of help system, so Dr. E's book and the app, or your fuelings. Now, I can't read all of your chats right in this moment, but I'm sure that you're lighting it up. And we got some people sharing what they really love. And that's awesome. There's so many different pieces to this community. And you're going to need all four for lifelong health. But I love hearing what everyone has to share.
Yeah. And I'm really excited for these nights because we get to enjoy this community time together. And we also get to touch on these habits of health, the elements that Dr. A has laid out well for us in the life book. So let's hit on the agenda of tonight's specific agenda. So we're going to start with mindset. What's the reason why behind progress tracking? Besides just being busy writing more things down, what's that going to do for us to move us towards lifelong transformation? Secondly, skill set. What's the how? What are the tools? And we're going to explain those, how that you can use those to assess how you're doing daily, weekly, and monthly, and finally give you some really clear action steps on how to do that measuring towards health and well-being in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And can I touch on something before we go to the next slide? Please. Yeah, you know, one thing I heard you say, Sean, in there was something on the lines of not just busying ourselves with like writing or journaling. If you are someone that you're like, I'm not a journaler, I'm not a writer, Megan and Sean, I'm not going to write in chapter 13, I want to encourage you to just try, because I didn't think of myself as a journaler a few years ago. In fact, I can be a little stubborn sometimes with all of our things. That's me. And I was just like, I'm not interested in that. Like, I think the things in my head and I'm good. And as I dove more into this community and I learned about how our brain is wired when we put things, the power of pen to paper, and how Dr. A taught that to me, I realized that I might have been missing out on something. So what if I just gave it a try? And I started seeing huge changes in my life of really being able to focus in on goals that matter to me, whether it's health goals or my, you know, personal, our family goals or business goals. Really cool things happen. And it's just really fun to look back on them now too.
So of course, starting with a quote from Dr. A, and if you want to look at element 13 in more depth, you can go to page 251 of your life book. And I love what he says here. The key is to track the day you just had and to plan the day you will have tomorrow. So reflect on what you've done well, what has been a challenge, what you could do better, and use that information to say, what am I going to do tomorrow to have an even better day?
Yeah, and the beautiful thing is in this life book, you have so many opportunities to track and to write those things. But even on days when you only have a little bit of time, you guys, it can be like 1 minute. We will sit there in bed and like for a minute, just jot down a few thoughts of like what went well that day. Were there any challenges? And then just marking up a few thoughts for tomorrow. You don't have to have your whole day planned. It's just little trackings and baby steps over time.
Yep.
Micro habits.
Yep. Just a little bit of attention can go such a long way. So, and again, what are the benefits here to measuring that progress? Well, one, we can assess performance, right? That's kind of a baseline. It's just, how generally are things doing towards moving towards the weight that I want to achieve, towards hydrating, towards having my fueling at the proper times, and then getting to celebrate the wins. Maybe you've hit a weight milestone or an inches milestone, and getting to see that in really clear definition and getting to celebrate that, you know, one with yourself and with the people in your life and with your coach. Then again, to spot improvement opportunities. Maybe something is not going in the right direction or hasn't been as, you know, maybe you're not hydrating quite as well as you could to really get the best results. And again, seeing that in crystal clear and detail and understanding, oh, there's something that I can do here and being able to take action on it.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I am so excited to bring on our first guest, Jamie Hauser, dear sweet friend of mine, and just an awesome woman, amazing coach, and mama and wife, and it's just helping a lot of people transform their lives. And I have to tell you something real fun, like fun little fact, like you just never know when you dive into this community what's going to happen, because Jamie and I both weren't really runners, and you don't have to run to be healthy. It was like a challenge we decided to do because we just wanted to challenge ourselves last year. I decided slash was maybe kind of roped into doing a half marathon with some friends. And I called her and was like, do you want to run a half marathon with me? And she said, yes. And so a little less than a year ago, we ran a half marathon together. And so that is just the fun thing about coaching in this community and jumping into Optavia is you just never know how you might push yourself and challenge yourself next. And so Jamie, I know I now am talking to thousands of people. So I'm going to hand it over to you and let you share a little bit of your perspective from your journey on this topic.
Thank you, Sean and Megan, first of all, for inviting me. Second, for always pushing me to do a little bit more. I can't believe I said yes to a half marathon, and I can't believe I said yes to talking tonight either, because public speaking wasn't my jam. But that's an awesome thing about Optavia and gaining health and this community too, is that you get a little bit more confidence in what you're doing. And that's actually what I want to talk about tonight. So that was a great segue, Megan. Thank you for leading that. So I've been in maintenance now, and I still remember really pumping the brakes, waiting to transition off of, I followed the 5-in-1 plan because I was so scared of that transition piece. Was I going to do it right? I didn't think I had enough knowledge. I didn't think I was organized enough. I didn't know how to track calories. I didn't know what app to use. Was it going to work for me? How long would it be until I failed? That was the things going through my head. But I love the life book and this element, especially this element, because it helped me really to dive into that skill set that I hadn't quite developed yet. I was able to look through the different ways that Dr. A writes down for us to track so that I could look at what my strengths were and then what my weaknesses were too, and then own them. Working with my health coach, talking to her about what I was really good at and what I was scared of for transition specifically, I was able to practice it and then start to perfect it, to not be perfect, but to find a structure that works for me too, because we're all different and we have different ways of doing that. And that's okay. And that's what I had to kind of figure out for myself as well. So I knew that I wanted to be really aware of where my weight was. That was something that I needed to manage. That's why I had originally reached out about Optavia in the first place. But as you all know, as we work through these steps and get into structure, it's so much more than weight loss. We are building habits, healthy sleep, healthy motion. What does that look like? Is it going for a walk? Is it actually adding in a little bit more excessive exercise? We all get to choose what that looks like for ourselves. Healthy mind. Oh my goodness. I could do a whole 30-minute discussion on this alone, but a healthy mind and finding that structure was really big for me. And I had to really figure out again where that structure fell in, and these trackers helped me to do that. Healthy surroundings. And then Sean, you talked about this in the beginning. What can I do tomorrow to make the day better? So if I'm tracking it, I can analyze, okay, what was I doing well? And then what do I need to work on? Because that's important too. We can't do every day well. There's going to be things that come up. And so it's nice to have this to really look at that and then own it and make a change and figure that out. So leaning into the community, you're here for a reason, leaning into your community, reaching out to your health coach as well. And then lastly, I just wanted to say that for the tracking, when I got to this element, I did the weekly tracking for about a month, month and a half. And then I started to gain some confidence with that. And I could switch it over to just tracking monthly to make sure that I was still where I wanted to be and optimizing in my health as well. So again, thank you for letting me share tonight. Both Sean and Megan, you guys are amazing. I appreciate it.
Thank you, friend, for sharing. I love that. And this mama has had an awesome transformation. Like, you just see her there. We have a beautiful picture of her face. You guys don't have get to see her before and after, but it's so cool when you meet people and then you watch them transform their physical bodies. Like, you can see that. And then to watch their minds. Like, I get to a partner of Jamie and I've just watched her mind totally transform. Sherry had such a beautiful way of thinking, and now it's just like even more abundant and joyful and full of gratitude. And I just love that, the power of this community, the impact it can have.
Yeah, thank you, Jane.
Yeah. Okay, so why send your progress to your coach before weekly check-in? Why is that important, Sean?
Well, I mean, what is our coach there for? I mean, is the exact reason. So if you send your progress to your coach, you know, your coach can then provide you with helpful resources for maybe what challenge it is that you're facing. So ironically, I have an additional kind of bonus way of tracking my hydration. I have a 32 ounce bottle of water and I track my hydration by making sure I have two of those every day, right? Simple thing, a helpful resource that a coach might be able to provide you, tips like that. Encouragement, you know, if you're facing some challenges and need that, as well as some congratulations for when you're hitting some milestones. Guidance on next steps, what's next for me in terms of my journey. Lean into your coach for specifically the needs that you have. And then even preparing for an event, whatever events you may be a part of these days, right?
Yeah, and I might add, it's 4th of July next week. What? Ooh. How is it already almost July? Crazy. So you're going to have possibly be doing some, like, maybe a get together, maybe not. You might just be with your family. I don't know. You might be celebrating in some way. That's a great thing to talk to your coach about this week. Your coach cares and they're probably connecting with you. But I would even say, I'm going to give you a challenge and you can say, Megan Cody said this on the Wednesday night call if you want. Text your coach and say, I'd love to talk about my 4th of July plans. I'm thinking through them and I'd love to hear what tips you have. Megan Cody challenged me to do that. And I bet you they'd be so excited to give you some July tips because it's so important to connect with them. And I will also add too that your coach is, this is so important. If you hear nothing else tonight other than the people's stories, I want you to hear this. Your coach is there to cheer you on. Your coach can help expedite your journey and help you create long-term success if you will share with them the weeks that aren't stellar too. Because we're human. This plan's really awesome and this community is great, but you will have bumps in the road. And our human tendency is, I share this all the time with clients, our human tendency is to hide or be ashamed when we have a bad week. And you will, if you are willing to share that with them, they will actually give you tools to move forward faster on your journey, to expedite it, and to feel more confident for the long run and in maintenance. Yeah. So share those things. I jokingly say to my clients, when you mess up, though we don't want to intentionally mess up, when you mess up, I want you to go, yay, something I get to talk with Megan about this week, and we'll talk about it. And it's going to be a judgment-free zone.
Yeah, those are exactly the moments that a coach can be most helpful.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so there are four phases in our weight management, okay? So we want to go through those for a quick moment here, and your coach can dive into this even more with you, but you're kind of four steps, essentially. Phase one is the weight loss. Oftentimes, that's what we're focused on when we first get started on our health journey. Phase two is getting to that healthy weight. You can see the range in there. Phase three is optimization. So the problem is a lot of times we'll think about weight loss and healthy weight, and then we don't move forward into optimization and longevity as willingly. We want you to do that, and I'll share a few why it's important. But we don't always move there as willingly because we don't have that place of pain or discomfort of like, I don't feel as good, or I don't like how I look in my clothes. Like, you lost your weight. You're feeling good. You're feeling confident. I want to encourage you to move into optimization and longevity because that's going to help you break the cycle of yo-yoing. It's going to help you have the tools, at least, to have a chance at that longevity and feel confident and thriving in transition and maintenance, okay? And also, your coach is there to help you when you get that healthy weight, to talk with you through what optimization and longevity looks like. And when you're at your goal, you won't necessarily be touching in as frequently as you were when you're on your weight loss journey, but they're still there for you in a part of your process.
Yeah, you know, I can certainly say that, you know, phase two is a great, you know, stepping stone to reach. But if we don't make the decision to move forward into optimization and then towards longevity, living, you know, our longest, best life, you know, we can slide back, and that's not a decision that we want for ourselves or for anybody. So always moving forward and tracking, what a powerful tool to move in that direction.
Absolutely. So I am so excited to have our friend Bernie McGraw hop off here and share a little bit. Bernie entered into our life maybe about 2 years ago, a little more, but it feels like we've known each other for a long time, such precious friends. And he has Bernie, you're gonna have to share with him how much you lost. He has an amazing story. I feel like we're like teasing them with the beautiful family photos, but not getting to see the weight loss. But oh my gosh, but the transformation he's had as a whole person has been so outstanding. So Bernie, take it away.
Thank you so much, Megan. And I think one of the greatest gifts of my life, I have a few really, really great gifts, but one of my greatest gifts has been Optavia. It really has been life-changing to me. It came at a really important time in my life. I won't give you the whole story because I don't have time to give you the whole story, but 76 pounds disappeared, but I think the greatest aspect of my journey was the internal reboot. That's the way I like to term it. It was as if I rebooted my internal computer and just became alive again, and it's been so cool. But how many know that sometimes reality sets in and we need to reboot again? And that's what I kind of want to talk more about, that part of my story, which is just my recent part of my story. How many know in March and April, life became really real? I came to the realization at the end of April that I became a little loose with the way that I knew to live and the way that I knew to be in structure. So structure was kind of out the door because I was so relaxed. So I had a wake-up call on May 1st, and I chose to, first of all, and Sean just said this, I reached out to my coach, and I said, Brian, I need you. And so we made a commitment that we were going to stay in touch, just like I did when I first became a client. I went on the what I call the pure 5-in-1, meaning I did it exactly the way it's supposed to be done, not the 5-in-1-ish. How did I do that? I tracked my fuels. I made sure I had 5 fuels. I made sure that my lean and green, and I actually, we measured the lean and green. We tracked it. We measured it. We didn't hack it. I tracked the water, tracked my sleep, and it was very intentional. There's a saying that says, inspect what you expect. We just don't expect life change. We have to actually inspect it and be intentional about making it happen. And so what I did was I reined in on my habits. I measured where I wanted to go. I inspected my journey to try to get there. Current reality is our friend. We need to really look at our current reality. So if you want life change, you want to begin to change, you got to get back in structure. You may be brand new to this. You don't know what we're talking about. Reach out to the person that invited you, because this is really life changing. So I just encourage you. Optavia is such a safety net for us. I look at it that way. When we need it, we know that we have something that works and we can get back on it. So I'm very grateful that, and it was great to get back in structure. Thank you so much for the time to be able to share, Sean and Megan. Appreciate you both.
Yeah, Bernie, we appreciate you. Thank you. And I think you gave a lot of people freedom right there, knowing that, yes, we get you to a healthy maintenance where you're rocking it with your healthy meals you prep and if your fuelings you have as snacks and stuff. And that's awesome. But the plan is always there if you're needing a, cleanup. And I mean, that's just an honest thing after coming out of COVID, that some people rocked their journeys because it was the one thing they could focus on. And some people, thank you for sharing your journey so transparently, Bernie, like a few pounds slipped on. I was still doing a lot of healthy habits mostly, but a few things. And we're going to do pure 5-in-1. I was laughing because people were like, track it, don't hack it, and no 5-in-1-ish in the comments below. So that's awesome. No 5-in-1-ish, track it, don't hack it. All right. Okay. So why should you celebrate your progress publicly? We want to talk with you about that for a moment here, because we actually believe there is massive power in sharing your progress publicly. If you are just sharing it with your coach, that's awesome. But there's so much more potential to help you stay accountable for the long run. Number one, if you share your progress publicly, and publicly could be your community page, it could be if your friends and family, it could be on your Facebook page. Oh my, if you want to give yourself a really strong chance of not going back, post on your client support page and post on your Facebook page. Your coach can help you even with the wording. Text it over to them, like, how does this look, coach? They'll help you. And it is the best accountability. But anyway, it is going to strengthen your support system because you have other people supporting you, especially in that client support page. Man, they will cheer you on. You will have that accountability. Like I just mentioned, you'll inspire others. That might not be a primary goal with where you're at right now, but you guys, it's amazing. You think to yourself sometimes we think to ourselves, I've only done this, or I've only lost 5 pounds, or I've only lost 20 or whatever. That 20 could mean the world to someone else on the other side of that Facebook screen, okay? Share it with other people. You'll inspire them to take care of themselves, which will impact their families. You guys, this is big deal stuff.
Yeah. I really want to add to that, you know, because so often when we hear community, we think about, well, we get the Optavia community. Well, actually, if you inspire others and they make the decision to move forward in health themselves, then you don't just get Optavia community, you can create it for yourselves and make it even more powerful for the sake of your health journey and for theirs. That's powerful.
Absolutely. And this is just a fun one for all the feel goods. And because your coach cares for you, just thank your coach. I know they're there for you, but just give them a thank you. Like send them even right now, a random, like, thanks coach for what you do text, or hey coach, I'm on the Wednesday night call. Thanks for what you do to support me. You know, it means a lot. It is going to, and you can do that in a text, but you could also share it again publicly. You can thank your coach. And an example of how you might do that is on your wall and saying something along the lines of like, you know, I have been rocking my health journey. I'm down big blank pounds, or I feel this way. I want to thank my coach, Bernie, or whoever your coach is. I want to thank my coach, and you tag them and put their name for helping me to feel better. You might even mention a few non-skill victories, like more energy, not having crazy cravings. And what's so cool is you all in one, you strengthen your support, you give yourself accountability, you inspire others, and you give a shout out to your coach. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. So we're going to jump into quickly another poll. So it's going to be popping up here on your screen in just a moment. Question is, how do you measure your progress? Your first option, A, primarily by weight loss. B, primarily by weight and inches lost. C, by weight and inches lost. And also healthy habits practice, such as nutrition, hydration, exercise, sleep, and your energy. And D, I'm not currently measuring my progress.
No judgment. No one's gonna know.
No. So go ahead and answer that question in the poll. And you know, no judgment on what the answer is.
It's anonymous.
But we want everyone to be moving towards option C, right? So we're tracking and measuring those things that we can, what should I say, the results,
yes,
the weight and inches lost, but also those things that create those results now and going forward, those healthy habits. And we'll come back and share those results in just a minute after this slide. But we want to show you a couple of the tools that you can use to track your progress, track your habits. So, of course, the Habits of Health app. And then you also see here an example of a weekly journal that you can use. Each of these are available online from Optavia. And we're going to drop in the chat the URLs that you can follow to get and use these. You can download them and print them off and have as many as you want. But this is so powerful because it has everything here in one place, tracking when you had your fuelings, tracking your hydration, and so on. That you can have on a single page a clear picture of the habits that you're putting into place, that you're installing for lifelong transformation. So here in a second, we're going to take a look at a few examples, but we can go ahead and get the results from our poll up on the screen. You should be seeing those in just a mention too. I'm sorry, in just a moment too. And I'll add that also, you'll see a simplified version of this in your Optavia guide that you can use to begin this. And this comes following that. So we got our poll.
Yeah, this is so fun seeing the results.
Awesome.
Looks like 20%, 23% primarily by weight loss. 16% are measuring their progress by weight loss and inches. Guys, this is awesome. 58% of you by weight and inches loss and healthy habits practice. When only 4% are not currently measuring. So yeah, we want to keep moving to that option number C.
Good. So we're going to go through these really quickly as examples, but you know, what's beautiful is that the how of this is laid out really, really clearly in the life book in element 13. These are on page 254 through 259 of your life book. And there is also a URL where you can download other copies of these trackers to use. This is an example of a daily log that you can use. There are weekly logs, that's on page 260 and also on habitsofhealth.com, and a monthly log when you've made a lot of progress and you're tracking maybe less frequently because these habits are installed a little bit more strongly, also on page 62 and on habitsofhealth.com. So, Megan?
Yes, okay. We're going to wrap it up with one more poll, you guys, and that should be popping up in a second. Let's wrap it up strong. Do the poll. How do you track your progress? How would you rate your community time? Sorry, I apologize. Number one, would you say it was excellent, very good, good, below average, or poor? That's your time you just had right here with learning a little bit about how you can tap into chapter 13. I hope that you felt like it was really great and informative. These tools are available to you, more of them in chapter 13 and in some of those things we had shared as well. So let's finish up by going into a few actions as we wrap up our evening, because I don't want to leave you just with all this knowledge and not sure what to do. So you can snap a picture of this, you guys. So your actions to jump into is number one, start measuring the progress that you're making. I will start measuring my progress, even if it's small, right? Start measuring your progress. Number two, I will start sharing my progress with my coach. Whether it is great progress or a week where you didn't have the progress you exactly wanted, share it with your coach anyway. Number three, I will share my progress publicly with friends, family, coworkers, and on social media. Number four, other. Anything else that you want to add in there for yourself, you get to pick your action. Number five, all of the above.
Okay.
Awesome. Well, it has been so great. We are trying to get our slides cleared here. It's been so great being with you guys this evening and getting to just share a little bit of the chapter 13, but we want to share with you what next week is about.
Yeah, so next week, 4th of July coming up, so that topic is going to be celebrating your healthy Independence Day. That's going to be hosted by David Bush, Optavia coach. Can't wait to see you there.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some independent Optavia coaches or clients of Optavia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. In addition, this audio may have contained income or earnings representations of some independent Optavia coaches. Optavia makes no guarantee of financial success. Success with Optavia results from successful sales efforts, which requires hard work, diligence, skill, persistence, competence, and leadership. Please see the Optavia income disclosure statement for statistics on actual earnings of coaches under the U.S. compensation plan, which differs from the international compensation plan. Yours in health, the Optavia team.